The Holiday Parks Uncover podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and any and all views expressed by the hosts or guests, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omission of misleading or defamatory statements, should be taken as such.
We are
Holiday
Parks.
Hello and welcome to Holiday Parks Uncovered, the podcast.
Your destination for all horror stories related to holiday parks.
We are your hosts, Punk.
And Jude.
Today we'd like to welcome to the show Philomena. Philomena, please tell us your story.
So my story, it's not a particularly long one, but I'm sure it's something that others have gone through also and ended up with a massive loss. This happened at a Fell End Hale, which is owned by Pure Leisure. And I've seen they've got an absolutely awful track record on your site. So we bought the static 6 years ago, but unfortunately due to some ill health, we had to sell it. It was only then that we found out that they wouldn't take it off of us as it was too old, as I said. We didn't understand this, so we asked for them to kind of explain it. And the park manager said, it was 15 years old and they wouldn't want it because it doesn't have resale value. And we said, you sold it to us knowing it only had a few years left on it. We obviously would not have paid almost £26,000 if we knew that there was no way you would buy it back, because their contracts did discuss this and there was no mention to us of any kind of age limit. We obviously would have just looked for a new one if this was explained. So our position was that the site had outright missold to us. It's your misrepresentation thing that you talk about in your video on the risk scam, as you call it. You know, no one in their right mind would buy something that's only got a few years left on it. And We didn't really get any help or anywhere with the site. And to cut a story short, we got £4,000 they offered us in the end. Obviously, there was ill health within my family, so we didn't want to keep dragging this out because it was having an impact on us. So we got £4,000 off them. However, we had to then pay £2,000 to disconnect it. So when you do the math, we ended up with £2,000 out of that, but financially, overall, we were £26,000 down. Emotionally, we were incredibly angry because we were not informed about this from the beginning. And we checked our contracts. It just simply wasn't there. But obviously, life was getting on top of us with the ill health and things. So we had to just take it and move on because there were bigger things. And we would never, ever, ever have a static van again. And we would advise people, just do not buy one. Go and stay somewhere, rent, but do not buy one. And Pure Leisure are pure hell.
Another Holiday Park Uncovered.
Absolutely. Well, Jude, that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening, listener. And join us on the next episode, won't you?
The Holiday Parks Uncovered podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical, legal, or financial advice.